say? 79. That was a conditioned reaction because I was looking up here instead of listening to what I was saying.
Lines of energy, just as there are good lines of energy,
plane to control. You have positive neutral plane to control the negative plane.
God sees my darkness.
Remember that and never lose that. Most people are caught in duality, and it's either yes or no, black or white, death or life, and there's nothing in between. That is not the truth. God has given you that sustaining power, that ability to be
on that
straight and narrow little way. Presence, consciousness. In the presence is the control. In the presence is the control. That's the most open of the states. Whether it be time or time states. Now you can accelerate time consciousness because it is an illusion created by mind, by the acceleration of emotions and mind strata upon the physical dimension. I don't want to get you too much into that state, because that's highly metaphysical, and I've proven this state with other people. I've even taken them into it. They feel it when we're going down the road, and impacting time, and expanding of time, and making it from out there in the country that should take 45 minutes to 20 minutes.
Or half hour.
Impacting time.
I am life.
Fastest I made it was with Rebecca in 20 minutes.
I am light, both dimensions. I am light.
In our speedometer,
never. I am light. I am light. I am light. Flooding the
heart, time, and space consciousness changed. We made great leaps in consciousness. And that first happened to me when I was practicing time acceleration and time consciousness and stepping into timeless realms. I was give it to you in just a couple of words. Do it. That's if you're open. There's the couple of words. Do it. Let's see. Do it. You know how to do it. You've already done it. Just do it again in consciousness. You see? You'll find a lot of the mystical powers, a lot of the spiritual power, psychic powers are just a matter of doing it. And you know what it takes to do it? It takes being here now, and it takes faith to take the step into the unseen, the unknown, to take the step in faith, you see. So you're working with these time factors. When you're in the timeless realm, you can view past, present, and future. When you're in the timeless realm, you can look back, but you must be very careful that you don't identify with it. It's like when you step out of the body and you look back at the body, snap, you're back in the body. If you look into this time spectrum and if you don't hold yourself out, detached and objective there, you're going to find yourself being affected by it and reacting. And as soon as you react, you pull yourself into it. As soon as you make a motion, you pull yourself into it. So you got to be still motionless here to view from the timeless realm. Still and emotionless. Calm mental body, calm emotional body, still physical body, stillness and consciousness, looking. And then seeing. The looking directs the attention, the seeing then gives you the perception. Looking will direct you, look into whatever area you want. You cause the aggressive action, then you release to the passive action. You give and then you receive. Give and then you receive. You give and then you receive. You give attention, then you receive attention. You give attention, then you receive it. So you give attention to the past, to a particular day and time, and then you relax and you receive the information from there. Remember, you got to have that ability to fluctuate back and forth between the giving and receiving. Just like you have to know the difference between the time and timeless state, you got to know when you are being aggressive and when you're being passive. You see? When you're looking and when you're seeing. Two different states. Looking is not as effective as seeing. Looking gives you direction or scattered, whatever the case may be. Seeing is viewing. I mean, it's a seeing, perceiving. And so when you're in this, you want to be still timeless, motionless state of looking into the past or the present or the future for any individual or for yourself. Remember again, you've got the objectivity and detachment here, the keys of being able to master that. So you're taking those two stages. Now remember, I said in every stage there are seven levels. And so when you're doing your objectivity, you're not doing objectivity on the physical level, you're doing objectivity on the spiritual level. When you're doing the seeing, you're doing it on the spiritual level, not on the physical level, not in the emotional level, not on the mental level, you're doing it from the spiritual level that can see all those realms. But if you're looking with mental eyes, you're only going to see the mental plane. If you're looking with astral eyes, you're only going to see the astral plane. If you're looking with physical eyes, you're only going to see the physical plane. You're only going to see into the realm until you get to the all-seeing eye in the spiritual level of consciousness. Then you can see objectively, spiritually, detached spiritually. And you're giving your direction by looking and then seeing. Listening and then hearing. If you want to hear what went on that day, too, you got to listen and then hear it. Listen and then hear it. You can hear somebody talking in another apartment, right? Or another house next to you or something like that. And if you're not listening, you're not going to hear it. But if you listen, then pretty soon you're hearing it all the time, right? If you listen to that, if you tune that in by listening to it, it's going to start coming back to you as a receiving. Even when you're trying to do something else, you're still getting the receiving of that. Understand that to use those. Remember, we were telling the difference between these things. Now is the ability to use those two things. Because you're the other thing. You're the third looking at the other two. Remember that. You're this part looking at these two. You're this all-seeing looking at the positive and negative. You're the all-seeing, timeless, motionless, desireless, selfless being looking at the self and all its desires and all of its actions and everything here. See? Now, the first stage of that is feeling it. And some people never get past feeling the colors, feeling the past. I feel that you've been through this. I feel that you've been through that. So that's the first stage. That's the objective stage. You get the feelings from the heart. You get the feelings from the soul level. You get the seeing from the spirit level, the spirit level. So you're feeling with your soul and you're seeing with your spirit. Different than the way you're now looking at the world. When you're here to help somebody, when you're giving out the subject in that, you got to know if you're coming across. If there's one person missing out in that class, you failed. That's the way I look at it. Now that may be hard for some of you to accept. If I don't get to the weakest person in the class, I'm not of the greatest benefit there. Because I know if I get to that person, it's going to be a lot for the others. You see? And as soon as that person opens up, it's going to be a release for everyone. Because as you're sitting here,
Your aura is touching every other aura in the room. You're in this room. You're touching everybody else at very subtle levels. And they're feeling every reaction you're doing in spirit. But they may not all be conscious of it. See? But as a teacher, as a healer, a minister, you must be conscious of what's going on out here. If you had 4,000 people, you've got to be conscious of 4,000 people. You see? If you've got 10 people, you're conscious of the 10 people. If you've got one person, you're conscious of the one person. You're able to expand and contract your aura to the, what do we say? Adjust to the situation. Remember in last week's lesson was adjusting to the situation? Two? That was in there. Some of you are going, what? Hey, wait, where was I last week? That one went on. Look at your notes again and you'll see where it says that. I think it was right about here on the board. So I look back at the board. Adjust to this audience situation, the changing situation of the audience. Something to that effect, right? Remember? So, no one has to stay in the same point of view. And as you change your point of view from time to timelessness this week, you're going to see that you have an ability to change point of view. That's a basic power. See? The real power is to be able to let it happen. The fool's power is trying to make it happen. Remember that. There's those out there trying to make it happen. It'll never happen as long. They can try to make it happen. And they may get lucky and get into the flow someplace. But if you're going to do any making of anything, make you attuned to the flow. Use the will on you. Use the willpower that you have is for to use on you, not to use on other human beings. It's for you to use over the elements and over the spirits of the air, over the all that is in the sea and all that is on the earth. That's what you're to will use your willpower on. It doesn't say anywhere in the Bible or any of the other books you use your willpower on other men and women. It does not say that. It says you're to have dominion over the earth and over the sea and the air and all that is in them. It didn't say other human beings. Because as soon as you take their will away, you've broken the law of free will and you are no longer able to exercise it. And some people don't have any will to do anything because they keep breaking the law. Where have you been today? What have you been doing? Right away, the person's will is not free anymore. They just can't go out and experience because the next time they're going to think they're going to have to answer to somebody. You've got one person to answer to, the person of God. There is a person of God as well as an impersonal energy there. There's a personal contact there. And you'll make it. You'll make that personal contact. You'll make that impersonal contact. You'll make that contact with God. It's beyond person and impersonal energies too. As you go deeper and deeper in. Remember, you get more and more aware of the aspect of God as you go deeper and deeper and deeper within that consciousness of timeless, selfless, boundless, infinite being, because you are revealed in your greater beingness, which is God. See? Moving, centering. Part of your centering, you notice every time you center that you free yourself from past and future energies? That your center is always presence? So you seek to stay in the presence. Stay in the presence now. 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 I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. Notice how still it got inside of you? Notice how still it got inside of you? Notice that? Gee, before that there was some movement and stuff. Now you notice there's a difference. You just change your point of view. A chant flowing over your nervous system will change your point of view. A different breath pattern flowing over your nervous system will change your point of view. See? If someone's going, I'll say, take a few deep breaths. You see? Change your breath pattern. See? Get them to say something else than what they're saying. Change the point of view. Now notice how you're starting to go back to some other areas. Ah, I start watching, man. I just watch. I see all your lights, and then I start seeing your lights getting dimmer, and you start going past and reflecting off, oh, yeah, I could have did this then. There are no secrets. When you're in the presence, you should surely see where someone's in the past and going off from the presence. That's how you can read that. You see? The stiller you are, the more you feel. The more calm and still you are, the more you feel. That's why most people that become very spiritual get very sensitive. Because the sensibility comes with your ability to be still and feel. See? Feel with perception so you can see. Feel with your feeling nature so you can feel that vibration. So when you're going into that timeless realm, you want to know how it feels, what it looks like there. So you can bring that back. Yunsuf sat and watched me change my aura. Yunsuf watched me change my aura. I'm a master changing the light. Moving the light, my inner light. Because I've consciously practiced where that light is, where that vibration is. Hey, I know where K108 is in my Tao. You see? I can tune it over there. Or to some other channel 99. I know where those channels are. I can tune them. Well, I know where peace is. I know where calm is. I know where wisdom is. I know where purity and perfection is. I know where the white light is. I know where the golden light is. I know where the violet flame is. I know what they feel like to be there. I know what they look like to be there. I know what I am like when I am there. And that's all it is. It's that simple. See how simple it is? We're going to make you really good readers here and healers. You're going to get it right away. You see? You want to get it direct, open now. That's when you want to know. Right now. When you go up there, hey, tell me where you're at. But that's never a verbal command. That's a mental command to that person. That's a soulful command from your soul level, your psychic command. Tell me where you're at. It's not tell me where you're at. You know, it's tell me where you're at. See? A nice, gentle flowing out to the individual as soon as you walk up, where are you at? Yeah. And I go, well, I wanted to come and tell you something because I wasn't feeling so good and I don't know exactly what it is. But it's really been bothering me. Now, what did he just tell you with the body language? Here's a soulful being. He's trying to be creative in the way he's expressing what's going on in his mind about his feelings that's affecting him emotionally. Start telling you, you see. Watch it. They'll just there's a whole sentence goes on. They're saying something, but they're telling you something else. See? By their body language, by their emotional tones. They're telling you things. And when you're sitting there, oh, what am I looking for? You know, and your mind's all busy, and they're making all these motions. Oh, what did he do? What was that? Oh, wait, wait, you know. I used to get all excited. Oh, what did he do? Oh, look. Just looking there, see all that stuff. I'd go, get really intense. How are you today? I'm fine, too. They go, wow. This guy's really probing here. I'll go right into their head. How are you doing? They go, start backing up. See what I say, how are you doing? Much freer, huh? Difference. How are you coming on with your looking? The more passive, the less aggressive action you will generate, and they won't react out of that stimulus of generation of action. They'll react out of the stimulus of calmness. Stimulate them to calmness. Sounds funny, doesn't it? To say it that way. But to bring them to the calmness rather than the bringing them into action. Defensive reaction, all that kind of stuff. See, so learn your gazing, learn your transitions, the way you're making these transitional states. Okay, questions? What are we going to do this week, class? Practice time and timeless. See the awareness of the two states. What are we going to do this week? Time and timeless. What are we going to do this week?
Time and timeless.
Well, some of you are. How about all of you this time? What are we going to do this week?
Practice time and timeless.
Good. Thank you. What are you and you and you and Michelle back there, what are you four going to do this week? 15-minute talk next week, right? Gee, takes up an hour. So we're gonna, and then what we're going to do afterwards is we're all going to discuss what... Maybe I shouldn't have told you that. Well, how else are you going to know how you're coming across unless you've got some friends that's going to tell you? And remember, friends, you're going to be up here too. See? Now, you're going to get up here and say, okay, now how are they looking at me? What are they thinking? You know, you're going to be into what you're saying. That's what you're going to be into. You're going to be into your subject. 15-minute talk. Remember, not a 20-minute talk, not a 10-minute talk, a 15-minute talk. You'll have a clock right here. You can watch. Remember? You know? Now, let's see. I want to talk today about I just went timeless. I was going to tell you about timeless, but goes off anyway. No time. Okay, is there any questions about time timeless? Now this is in a 3-part series and we'll be continuing on with this same talk after their talks. Okay? Yes.
We do come at 3:00.
Yeah. No earlier. Our channel is from 3 to 5, and the Master's channel is from 3 to 5. We established this many years ago, and we maintain that energy because the Masters, if they know exactly when you're working, it's better. And they can work with you better. Whee! Yeah. But you were in touch with a guide, right? So you were getting the information from some guiding forces, right? And so you were saying we, right? Yeah, I saw that. When you're giving your readings, it's okay to get that abstract picture, but you need some definite things for some of the people, too. You know, so I always give them colors and flashes and pictures and things, but I always explain, always give them something for their intellect, too. Because if the intellect isn't satisfied, they'll never go to spirit. If your intellect isn't satisfied, you won't go deeper. The intellect has to have satisfaction for that, or it'll keep tearing it apart, ripping it, looking at it, figuring it out, all that. Most people are stuck in not being satisfied, you see. So if you can satisfy your mind, you've come a long, long way to being a good teacher and a good healer and a good minister. Okay, any other questions? Okay, let's all do our closing om. We'll see if we got the practice into the key of C. Get going, let's go, Eric. Of light, Christ. Great and Holy Spirit of light. Guide us. Guide us. Guide us. Defend, 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 protect, 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 manifest, manifest, manifest physically, as quick as a blue lightning flash, Archangel Michael, into this group and each one here. We thank thee for thy presence and enlightening grace. Lift us up. Lift us up in thy grace and thy light. Let us be thy servant. Let us be thy channels for thy light. Guide us, illumine us, protect us in thy grace and thy light. We ask this in God's holy and precious light, his holy and precious spirit, and in the power of all the ascended master's light. Power now forever sustained and present in us, about us, through us, and we accept this divine beingness. Use us in the world, dear God, in the way that thou see fit. Lead us in these instructions in the way thou would have us go, for thy glory and for thy honor. And let us never take to ourselves the glory and the honor that belongs to thee in ignorance or in selfish attainment, prideful actions. Let us be as thou willest and thou desirest, through the descending of thy Holy Spirit's grace. And we thank thee, St. John, for thy loving, guiding influence upon this church. We thank thee, Christ, for thy influence. We thank thee, Buddha and Krishna and all the great God beings, past, present, and future, for this expanding focus of light. Let us lift hearts and lives back into the light. Let us not see one soul lost, but all come to the glory of God. Let our world shine forth as God's freedom star. In this planet, uplift our light. Let us be freed from debt, disease, and suffering. In that flash of returning Christ's light and uplifting grace beyond time and space. Amen and amen. Om Tet Sit Om. God bless you and thank you all for coming. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you.